snap! Or how not to read the documentation. Sitting here, and oh dear, I have destroyed two LED light, and I had to mellow as I killed a beautiful green and magical yellow. I was building my first electrical circuit thing, and I wanted to simplify all the wiring. I didn't know I truly needed a resistor on the line, but I was smart enough to pay attention to the plus sign. It was in the blood flowing through my veins to know that the longer leg marked all the positive electron gains. And you know, it glowed for a little bit. It made me think that I made it. But then the darkness came as the little LED died, cursing my name. My third light is still glowing, and now I can sense the electrons flowing. But shoot, I don't actually know how to calculate the needed resistor yet. I'm kind of waiting for my third LED to get a little hot or upset. I'm hokey poking the resistor I did plug in there with my finger, hoping not to make it pop or yeet. Well, I know that the electrons it stops produce heat. I could increase the voltage to 5. But I expect the little LED wouldn't survive. But you know what? I love it. I love it so deeply. And the whole thing was just $11. I bought it very cheaply. Even though my LED is not very bright, it is not as dim as I am about the source of this glowing light of the light. I know I used the wrong resistor number, but it has not fallen yet to that perpetual dark slumber. I poked the resistor to run another test, and I didn't get shocked. I must say, I am impressed. Gosh, I am impressed with my new curiosity, even though the circuit I created is only a little short of atrocity. Plus, I learned something from the way my resistors are numbered. Uppercase letter R is the same as omega that stands for ohm, as you can't type omega without being encumbered. I also have a 1M resistor packet. That puts it in the million ohm resistor bracket. Even though I don't have an engineering degree, I keep admiring my beautiful and supremely dangerous LED. I just tried a 10-ohm resistor, and I think the LED seemed somewhat brighter. But it didn't burn out. I think this one is a real fighter. Dangerously, I tried 100, 220, and 330-ohm, even though I'm sitting here all lonely at home. But I'm okay. I did get it finally noticeably dimmer, and it made my day. Didi, get out of my laboratory! 51,000 ohm! And the electrons did not like that at all. It certainly looked like they were all hitting some kind of a wall. But we do have a huge problem. Here to my favorite subject we turn. Because messing with the wires is how you really learn. I didn't calculate the ohms I needed on purpose, and frankly, out of spite. Because learning formula first is stupid. It is the real blight. Once you burn out your LED and figure out that a resistor will set you free, you whip out the resistors out on the table and frankly ignore the gosh darn label. You just go in a sequence and play like Maxwell did. You want to notice the external properties like a curious kid. You have to get stuck and then set yourself free and run amok. Just use a battery so that you don't end up being permanently blocked by getting horribly shocked. Remember, at first, try it all by yourself. At first, leave all the books on the bookshelf. You are just as much of an inventor as all the greats were. You should absolutely become an entrepreneur. Your genius needs you. So without any further ado, get yourself a multimeter, too.